Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Life is full of awesome what ifs, and some not so much, like unexpected medical costs. That's why United Healthcare provides Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans to supplement your primary plan and help manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
This is Sports Horn. More live hours than anyone else. 24 hours a day, 168 hours a week, 8,760 hours a year. Football.
It's a goal!
Other sports.
It's a goal!
News, views, who's going where. Opinions from the pros.
I'm squeezing your leg, Anthony. I'm squeezing your leg.
Authentic noise from the fans.
My wife doesn't understand me.
Time for all the sport. Sound that horn. This is Sports Horn.
You're listening to the Ian Five Ankles Breakfast Show with former professional footballer turned current pundit Ian Five Ankles.
Ian Five Ankles.
And me, Anthony Richardson. Dave is in Southsea. Dave!
Football not like what it was.
You're so right, Dave. Finally, someone's had the balls to say it. Isn't he so right, Ian?
He couldn't be righter, Anthony. Football's not like what it was one bit.
I showed my 9-year-old dad footage of Wilfried Zaha diving the other day. Do you know what he did? He had a stroke.
I'm not surprised. Dave, the game has gone when you can't even show it to your elderly father without him keeling over.
And does Wilfried Zaha care? Of course he doesn't. He's paid too much to care.
We rushed him to the hospital. The doctor looked at him, then took off his mask and said, "Have you been showing him modern football highlights?" I said, "Yeah." And he said, "I thought as much. This is the fourth stroke victim from that just this week."
I tell you one thing, Anthony. I might not have been paid those modern wages. I couldn't do a Ribena, but at least you could show an old person footage of me without them dying.
Did your father die, Dave? Did your father die?
No, but the doctor said if I'd shown him just one more clip, he probably would have.
Disgraceful.
You know what also isn't like what it was?
What's that?
Pornography.
Too right.
Where's the pubic hair nowadays? I showed my 9-year-old mother a clip of a lesbian threesome. She had a stroke.
Thank you, Dave. Keep on having your say on 75358.
Dave, before you go, where is that clip? Just so that we can make sure we avoid it.
Food for thought there from the nation's best listeners. And if it's a proper sport you're after that won't give your elderly parents a stroke, then stay tuned for what's coming up. Isn't that right, Ian?
Oh, yes. Plenty of pubic hair in this one. It's time for the inaugural tournament of battle cycles.
Battle Cycles on Sports Horn, live and exclusive, a brand new sport.
Invented by me, Ian Five Ankles.
Yes, we're not in the studio today. We are here live at the Matthew Umbro Velodrome in Bracknell on the site of what used to be the John Nike Dry Slope Ski Centre. And it's a top velodrome, top, Ian top. Five Ankles.
Top, that's right, Anthony. The people of Bracknell were gutted when the ski slope closed.
Gutted.
But thankfully, another wealthy businessman with a surname coincidentally identical to a sportswear brand but not affiliated to it at all, they've stood up to the plate here, and it's a world-class velodrome for a world-class town.
John Nike Ski Centre to Matthew Umbro Velodrome. Ian, that's quite a niche reference that only people in Berkshire would understand.
I couldn't care less, Anthony. Google it. And I, for one, am over the moon to be bringing our listeners exclusively live coverage of the first Battle Cycles tournament.
Battle Cycles.
A brand new sport.
Yay!
Invented by me, Ian Five Ankles.
Ex-Man City winger Nicky Summerbee here. Remember me, I'll Nicky Summerbee tuning in to Sports On to listen to the first ever game of Battle Cycles.
Invented by me, Ian Five Ankles.
Ian, you invented Battle Cycles.
Invented by me, Ian Five Ankles.
This was your dream. This was your vision. Tell us about the sport that's going to take over the world.
Well, it was invented by me, Ian Five Ankles. Yeah. You're totally right to point that out. British people are good at two things.
Yeah.
Cycling and fighting. Mm. And until now, no one has thought to combine those two things. The result is Battle Cycles.
Wow, the British are incredibly good at cycling, Ian.
Oh, we're brilliant. We're brilliant, quite without knowing it. And our relationship with cyclists is a bit of a love-hate one. I mean, for 3 years out of four, we wind down our car windows and call cyclists wankers.
Mm.
But for 2 weeks of every fourth year, we celebrate them like heroes.
Why do we love our cyclists during the Olympics so much, Ian?
I think it's not so much them we love as much as it gives us the opportunity to call lots of cyclists representing other countries wankers.
Yeah. I hate other countries,
yeah,
Ian.
Who doesn't? Yeah. We all hate other countries. But what do we do with these wonderful velodromes in the UK for the other 3 years and 50 weeks? I mean, no one in their right minds would watch cycling if it's not against countries you can shout wankers at.
And that's where the fighting comes in.
Correct, Anthony. We'll watch anyone fight, won't we? Whether it's a heavyweight belt or a brawl in a pub car park.
You're arming cyclists and you're making them fight. That's the crux of this,
yeah,
Ian.
That's exactly what I'm doing.
Yeah.
That's exactly what I'm doing. 100 cyclists, 100 laps of the track, 100 random objects they can use as weapons. So it's basically when the referee blows his whistle, cyclists grab whatever object they can from a big pile in the middle. Mm. They then leg it to their bikes and then they ride, fight and ride.
Exhilarating.
Yeah. It will be. The aim is simple. You win by crossing the finish line first or being the last man standing. Fall off your bike and you're out. You're eliminated. It's a battle royale on vélo, as they say in France.
And they really say that in France.
I don't think they do. No.
Amazing. These cyclists are competing for a prize, a big prize. They are indeed.
It's a big prize. It's 75,000 knockers, a cash prize put up by me, Ian Five Ankles.
By you. You put that money up. That is sensational. That's really generous, it Ian. Is. That's really generous of you, the competition starter. Well, they will be pleased with that. And the competitors are off track, getting ready. We are almost ready to go. Join us live for the inaugural Battle Cycles.
Invented by me, Ian Five Ankles.
Right after this message.
The Ian Five Ankles Breakfast Show. Only on Sports Horn.
I'm former Tour de France winner Sir Bradley Wiggins. Give me £500 and I'll track down your dad.
Sir Bradley Wiggins will track down your dad.
Doesn't matter how much of a head start your dad has, I'll chase him down or your money back. Your dad thinks he's good at cycling, does he? Nah, not as good as I am. I'll humiliate him. I'll ride a penny farthing. I'll ride a tricycle. I'll ride a unicycle. I'm going to humiliate your dad.
And we are out. Thank you, Sandra.
I would love Bradley Wiggins to humiliate my dad.
Ian, what's happening here? This is amazing.
This is
crazy. You don't have 75,000 knockers. Mm. You don't even have any spoons in your house. I've been there.
I've always maintained that spoons are unnecessary when you eat meals as dry as mine, Anthony. But this particular thing is the brainchild of my girlfriend, Peggy.
Oh, Peggy. Peggy, yeah. Your girlfriend from Budapest.
Budapest.
Oh, she is a top girl. And I say that without being disrespectful.
Oh, no disrespect taken, Anthony. She is a dream girl. I'll tell you, she sends me WhatsApp videos of cyclists being knocked off their bikes in hilarious circumstances all the time.
Yeah.
You know the sort of thing, commuters knocking into open car doors or crashing into bollards, you know, slapstick stuff.
I know, I've seen those videos. Knockabout fun, top. Really fun, you've been framed stuff.
Yeah, it turns her on.
Wow.
It does. Gosh. That's how we bond.
Wow.
She sends a video of a cyclist who's fallen over with a single laughing emoji. I reply with another laughing emoji and, you know, it brings us closer together.
And that, you get that.
We do.
Going.
We get it
you
on.
Get, you get that going. You,
get it on.
So then you go into the house, your house, that she doesn't let you in. She lets you in because of the passion.
I'm allowed in if we've exchanged laughing emojis over someone falling off a bike.
Yeah.
Hot.
Gosh. And then back out into the van.
Yeah.
To
van life.
Wash off without any spoons.
No, I don't need spoons.
Yeah. 75,000 though, it's a wise investment though, I'd say, all told, if that's what if that's what brings you and Peggy together.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking, especially when you think of the potential financial returns from a sport like battle cycles.
Yeah.
I mean, potential stakeholders are biting my arm off, I tell you.
Is anyone interested in buying a stake of this pie?
Only Channel 5.
Channel 5?
Yeah.
Channel 5?
Yeah.
No.
Yes.
Not no.
Oh, yes.
Not Channel 5.
Look at this email. Yeah?
Let's have a...
There you go.
Oh,
Channel 5 are keen on this battle cycles.
Com. Gosh, you know who's at Channel 5?
Who?
Dan Walker.
Well, the
Dan Bloomin' Walker.
The Prince of Broadcasting.
Is at Channel 5, yeah.
I tell you, he and battle cycles are made for each other.
Yeah.
With him on board, this sport could go through the roof.
You're a business genius. You're absolutely nailing this, mate. Peggy's going to take those bloody black out blinds. She's going to make love to you in the light if you become a business genius.
I mean, that's
like
the
this.
Dream, Anthony. That is a dream. To be able to see what you're doing when making love is worth spending 75,000 big ones.
You've nailed this. We are back on. Thank you, Sandra. We are back on. But this is brilliant.
The Ian Five Ankles Breakfast Show.
Wake up with Ian.
With the light on.
Welcome back to Bracknell. We are here at the Battle Cycles Velodrome.
Invented by me, Ian Five Ankles.
Now, 100 riders, 100 laps. And listen to that. The 100 Battle Cycles weapons are being delivered by the Battle Cycles lorry.
It's magical stuff.
There it is, the special weapons lorry reversing onto the track. Oh, look at that. It's a sight to be seen. It's going to be iconic in Battle Cycles iconography. Let's be clear, Ian. These aren't hurty weapons like your knives and guns of this world.
Of this world? No, no, absolutely not, Anthony. I want kids to enjoy this sport too. The weapons are just inanimate household objects. In this case, donated by 100 ex-Premier League footballer friends of mine.
There it is, the lorry. It's dumping 100 everyday objects into the middle, randomly chosen by 100 ex-Premier League footballers. Let's hear a few of these objects by the footballers who donated them.
My name is Emma Glasson, and I have donated a kitchen pedal bin.
Carl Reddy here. I've donated a frying pan and battle cycles. Good luck to everyone involved.
I'm Joe Maxmore, and I'm giving a Henry Hoover.
Sean Campbell, one of those humane spider catchers you get from Robert Dias. Sol Campbell.
That's class from Sol Campbell, Ian. Class.
It's a measure of the man, Anthony. He treats spiders well.
Teddy Sheringham, a boxing glove on the end of a walking stick.
I'm James Harper, and the object I'm donating is a bowling ball.
Sorry, hold on, a bowling ball, Ian. A bowling ball.
Yep.
That's not like the other. That's quite dangerous,
well,
a bowling ball.
Yes and no. The bowling ball is the heaviest item in the game, but James Harper's really thought about this one, just like he thought about every pass he made for Reading FC, and to a lesser extent, whole city.
You could bash a fellow cyclist in the head with a bowling ball, Ian. You could kill them.
Well,
are we sure about
this?
No,
Anthony. James Harper has supplied us with his heaviest bowling ball. It's too heavy. You can't get it above your head.
You can't cycle, though, while holding a bowling ball.
Well, of course you can't. So the tactic here is to stay at the back with it, then bowl it forwards, knocking over a whole heap of cyclists in front of you, clearing a path so that you can speed to victory.
That is genius. Okay, genius,
Ian. That is the genius of James Harper, as shown at Reading, and to a lesser extent, Hull City.
Let's listen in to more objects.
Mark Viduka, boomerang.
Oh, that would be a good one, yeah.
Miguel Fossel, I'm giving a shower curtain.
Oh, that's interesting. You could use that as a sort of lasso.
Locus lever stapler.
Yeah, I probably wouldn't opt for a stapler.
Well, you never know when a stapler comes in handy, Anthony. And that's the beauty of this sport. It's tactical.
Mm.
It's chess in Lycra.
It's the Roman gladiators, but in Lycra.
It's the Cuban Missile Crisis, but in Lycra.
Natalie is in Croydon. Hi, Natalie.
I hate cyclists. Scum, get off our road.
Yes, Natalie, that's the passion of battle cycles
I
fans.
I love battle cycles fans, Ian. They're class fans, best fans in the world.
Yes.
I could kill them.
Thank you, Natalie. It shows how much this sport means to people.
Show me blood. I want to see blood.
Oh, yes. The world's first cycle battles is about to get underway here at the Matthew Umbro Velodrome in Bracknell. But first, let's go to Angelina with the travel.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term medical plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term medical plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
The Ian Five Ankles Breakfast Show, live from Battle Cycles.
Invented by me, Ian Five Ankles.
I'm former England cricketer Darren Goff, and I sometimes listen to the Ian Five Ankles Breakfast Show.
And we're out. Ian, this is incredible.
Yeah.
You've done it.
Yeah.
You've invented a new sport, and people love it. Peggy's going to rip off those blackout blinds in your clothes at the same ruddy time.
What a time to be alive. And it couldn't happen to a better town.
Oh, yeah.
The people of Bracknell were gutted, absolutely gutted, when their dry ski slope closed. But this is one business decision that I think is going to work out for
and
them.
And Bracknell deserves it.
It does.
Your phone's ringing.
Oh.
Your phone's ringing.
Hello?
Sandra, can we just put this on? Thank you.
Hello, Ian Five Ankles speaking.
Ian Five Ankles.
Dan Walker. Ian Five Ankles.
Dan Flippin' Walker, the darling of daytime sports broadcasting.
Ian, I'm ringing from Channel 5 HQ, where the magic happens.
Channel 5, where all the top shows are made, like,
Do you have the news, Dan?
Oh, we've got the news, all right.
Yeah.
True crime and documentaries about people born with rare and fascinating illnesses.
I saw the one about the serial killer with the world's biggest bum.
Barry the Big Bummed Butcher. Yes, astonishing.
And soon to be battle cycles.
Battle cycles!
They battle, they cycle, they battle and they cycle.
Ian's
battle
gonna be
cycles.
Rich, Dan, rich!
Ah, so that's why I'm calling. I'm afraid Battle Cycles won't be bought by Channel 5. We were really impressed by your sales pitch, but it's a no.
What? Why? Well, didn't you hear the fans, Dan? They're baying for blood. This is perfect for Channel 5.
Oh, trust me, it'd be a dream to front it, and I'd do a really good job of it. You're watching Dan Walker's Battle Cycles with me, Dan Walker.
And me, Ian Five Ankles, I'd be on it.
Big bummed serial killers will be delayed by 20 minutes as Battle Cycles has gone to penalties. But while I'm the prince of broadcasting, I'm afraid that Jeremy Vine is the king.
Jeremy Vine? What's he got to do with anything?
Jeremy Vine rules the roost here on 5, and he's the biggest cycling advocate going. He won't stand for anything that paints the bike people in a bad light.
Surely we can talk to him.
It's too late. he's heard.
No battle cycles! No battle cycles!
Bye, Dan.
Jeremy, angry!
Oh, my God!
So that's that, then.
Tell you what, it's the people of Bracknell I feel sorry for.
And yourself, Ian. You've sunk 75k into a sport to make love to your own girlfriend, and you're not going to see a return on either.
Yeah. Do you know what? I think there's only one thing for it. I'm going to have to get on a bike and win that 75 grand myself, aren't I? It's the only way I can recoup the cash.
But are you only good at cycling?
I'm British, Anthony. Of course I'm good at bloody cycling. Let me put on this lycra.
Okay, but we're back on in five. Okay, thank you, Sandra. Yep.
The Ian Five Angles Breakfast Show on Sports Horn. Ian's got the horn. All more.
Welcome back to Bracknell and the Ian Five Ankles Breakfast Show with former professional footballer turned current pundit Ian Five Ankles.
God, lycra's tight.
You're not supposed to put it over a suit, Ian.
Well, I hold my phone, Anthony. I'm going to go down there.
Ian's new sport, Battle Cycles, is seconds away from beginning. And Ian is getting down the bleachers and he's approaching the start line to be a competitor himself. 101 cyclists on their bikes ready to do battle for the £75,000 prize. They wait for the whistle. They're underway. They're off. They're off. Ian waddles towards the centre of the velodrome to pick up his inanimate object. He's much slower than the rest of the field on foot due to his not being a professional cyclist and wearing a suit and tie underneath lycra. He's got the bowling ball. He's got the bowling ball. He's picked up James Harper's bowling ball. Good tactic. Good tactic. Now he waddles over to his bicycle, carrying the ball between his legs, up on his bike, and he's cycling. He's cycling. He's cycling very slowly. Here, I'm just going to film this with his phone for posterity, for social media. The rest of the cyclists are ahead of him, but he's at the back of the peloton, so to speak. But here's the beauty of the bowling ball. He can take out 10 or 20 rivals in front of him with one well-timed shot. He pedals with his hand on the handlebars, brings the ball back with his other hand, and he's fallen. He's fallen. He's fallen off the back of his bike with the weight of the bowling ball there. Yep, he is eliminated. Ian Five Ankles finishes in 101st place and sadly out of the prize money.
Oh, nuts! Why did I pick the flipping bowling ball?
Oh, dear, Ian. Never mind, never mind. We'll continue our live commentary on Battle Cycles.
Invented by me.
First, let's go to the news with Taj.
The Ian Five Ankles Breakfast Show. One Ian a day keeps the doctor away.
Ian, I've sent Peggy footage of your crash there.
Oh, thanks, mate. What's she saying?
She says crying laugh emoji.
Oh, that's promising. Who's winning Battle Cycles? I can't see from here.
It's the guy with the stapler.
There you go. I told you it was tactical.
Sports Horn is a Stack production and part of the Acast Creator Network.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the Stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.